This is a free Off The Ball podcast. For access to the best in sporting analysis from the likes of Brian O'Driscoll, Andy Dunn, Kevin Kilbane, Dion Fanning, Tommy Walsh, Darren O'Sullivan and lots more, become an Off The Ball member today.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off The Ball's Football Daily.
And welcome to Friday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, Shelburne keep themselves in the tie after a 3-1 loss to Ajax in the Conference League. Bohemians were beaten 2-0 by Midtjylland and Tala ahead of next week's second leg in Denmark. And Manchester City midfielder Rodri prefers a move to Barcelona ahead of Real Madrid. But first, a Daniel Kelly consolation goal at the Johan Cruyff Arena means Shelburne will face Ajax next week with something to play for in the tie. It finished 3-1 in Amsterdam in the first leg of their Conference League qualifier. Belgium Mika Gutt scored an early penalty for the home side, and goals from Owen Wendell and Kasper Dahlberg made it 3-0 5 minutes into the second half. Could have been a lot worse if it wasn't for Shell's keeper Eddie Beach. He saved a penalty from Gutt in the second half, and then Kelly's late goal gave John Russell's side something to travel back home with ahead of the second leg at Talca Park next Thursday. After the game, the Shell's boss told Ben Symes, after a bad start, he was proud of how his players battled back.
Yeah, that was important for us coming over. We knew the task ahead. We knew we'd have to defend for our lives tonight. We're playing a top-class opposition. Wasn't the best start, giving away a penalty so early in the game, and we'd be disappointed with the second goal. We just switch off. But our defensive display was bodies on the line. We knew we had to hurt tonight. But I felt we'd be dangerous on transitions, and we would get one or two chances. And, you know, you could see the impact of subs made second half, and I felt Dan Kelly had a goal in him tonight. You could see he was a threat in the first half, just our final ball, couldn't release him, but he follows in brilliantly from Ali Coote's effort and definitely keeps us in the tie.
Daniel Kelly's goal will live long in the memory, not just for him, but for all the Shells fans that travelled to Amsterdam. He says that Shells deserve to take something.
Yeah, I think to a man, I think everyone dug in. We knew it was going to be tough. They're obviously an unbelievable team, 55,000 in the stadium. They're obviously a huge European club, and it was just an amazing feeling. I think we deserve to come out with something to keep the tie alive. That was our main objective, and I thought 3-1 is probably the best. Obviously they had a few chances, to be fair, so we could have been a lot more than that, but we'll absolutely take 3-1, and yeah, good feeling.
Paddy Barrett was at the heart of the defence, which had to batten down the hatches at times. The Waterford man said they rode their luck, but they're looking forward to taking on Ajax at Talca Park next week.
Yeah, obviously. Look, it's in. I said at the start of the game, I said, lads, do not concede early, you know, because obviously here it could be anything. Then it could have went Pete Tong, you know, and then here 2 or 3 minutes in, they get a penalty and 1-0 up, and then 2-0 up after. I'm not sure what it was, and you know, obviously I worried then, because here again you're against a top European side, top European players, you know. So here, to be fair to the lads, credit to them that we stuck it out and we rolled our luck at times, but here we knew that was going to be the case, and look, we're delighted obviously to get the goal and keep the score down, and like that we'll take them to Talca Park. Thankfully it's on in Talca, so yeah, it's in here. We'll have a crack off next week and see where it takes us.
On the football show last night, former Ireland international Keith Tracy joined myself in studio and said while the Ajax games are free hits for Shells, John Russell does need to pick up some wins quickly.
It's been a really tough start, just given the fact that John Russell has taken over in the middle of a European campaign. And something similar happened with Joey O'Brien last season, but things went a lot better. And obviously they got into the Conference League phase. But the Waterford defeat, just looking at their next couple of league games, the Pats and Rovers coming up, you know, we don't know what happens in that second leg next Thursday, but the only win so far since he's come in, it was the first leg of the Namakalu.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, it's, you know, he's played the five games now, John, and he's only won the one. Look, at the Ajax one, I don't think is anything you can throw at John, as if to say, like, what are we going to say? You should have won, or, you know, you should be at least taking away a draw from the Johan Cruyff Arena. I think that's, you know, farcical type of stuff. So the Ajax one is a free hit. The Kerry one, you know, you can give out to John about that, but I do think a lot of that, I think there was two goalkeeping errors in that game. You can't really impart individual errors onto the new manager saying, well, that's your fault. It's not a tactical breakdown. It's just an individual error. You can't really, you know, allow for that type of thing within your tactics. And then the first leg of the Calgiu, the Calgiu game, to score 5 goals, basically win the tie in the first leg was a brilliant result. the second one to lose 2-1 is not a bad one. But I understand what you're saying, Phil, about the Waterford away one. To lose that 1-0 just at a time when you're starting to feel Waterford are starting to pick up a little bit of pace, Shelbourne are possibly looking over their shoulder rather than up the league. So it's disappointing, but I still think John would be thinking, given the travel to Caljew over to Estonia, it would have been difficult mentally. So you can understand why they've got rolled over, although I don't think John would admit to that. And then obviously the Ajax one is a very, very tough one. But these sort of games, especially the League of Ireland game, they've got St. Pat's next at home. You lose that and all of a sudden you're starting to think it's starting to pile up on John. And he knew the nature of the beast coming into this. He would have known Europe, although nobody expects him to get past Ajax. They still have to give a really good account of themselves. And 3-1, you could argue that is a good account of yourselves. But again, if we actually look at what happens within the game and the statistics of it all, you know, they're probably lucky to get away with the 3-1 there. So big, big game against St. Pat's coming up soon.
And if you want to hear that back in full, you can do so now in your OTB Football podcast feed. Become a member and sign up at offtheball.com/join. Bohemians have it all to do in the second leg of their Conference League third round qualifier. They lost 2-0 to Danish side Midtjylland in the first leg at Tallaght Stadium. Midtjylland, who were dumped out of the Europa League qualifiers by Besiktas last week, scored a goal in each half. The first from Francolino and Valdemir Bishko got the second in the second half. Bo's boss Alan Reynolds told the club's in-house media team that fine margins decided the game.
Yeah, come here, look, we had a game plan and all the rest. I thought the players stuck to it really well. I think it comes down to moments and fine margins. As the center goes off, I'm getting a bang in the head, they go down his side and score. Obviously, we can defend it better. Then, obviously, a penalty that we don't get. You know, obviously, looking at VAR has probably been right. And then the cheap, I think the free kick's a little bit soft that they get. And but look, credit to our lads. I thought they were fantastic. I thought the crowd were unbelievable, absolutely unbelievable. Really drove the lads on. So, look, we go there next week and get the first goal, see what happens.
Elsewhere in Europe last night, Hibs had two Irish goal scorers in their Conference League win over Scandia. Owen Eldon got the first, and Warren O'Hara got the second in the 90th minute. But there wasn't much luck for Scotland teams in the Europa League. Rangers lost 2-1 away to Polish side Jagiellonia, and Hearts were hammered 6-1 away to Portuguese giants Benfica. Three games tonight in the Premier Division. Derry City start life without Tiernan Lynch, with the visit of bottom side Sligo Rovers to the Ryan McBride Brandywell. Mark Connolly will take charge on an interim basis. Shamrock Rovers have a 7-point lead at the top ahead of their game at home to Dundalk. Rovers captain Pico Lopez is suspended for the match after his red card against Drogheda last week. We have live commentary of that game from Tallaght Stadium on Off the Ball tonight. Stephen Doyle will be joined by Richie Towle, who won 3 league titles at Rovers and 2 at Dundalk. Coverage begins on Off the Ball from 7 on News Talk and the Go Loud app, and the kick-off is 8 o'clock. Galway United and Drogheda United meet at Eamon Deasy Park. That game starts at 7:45. It's also a 7:45 kick-off at the Brandywell. In the First Division, leaders Cork City take on Kerry at Turner's Cross. There's a Midlands derby between Athlone Town and Longford Town. UCD play Wexford. Cove Ramblers host Treaty United. And Bray Wanderers are at home to Finn Harps. Atletico Madrid have held talks with Tottenham defender Cristian Romero, who's expected to leave this summer. The 28-year-old Argentina international is allowed to leave, but Spurs are still asking for a substantial fee, believed to be around €45 million. Romero is keen on a move to Spain to work with compatriot Diego Simeone, so personal terms shouldn't be an issue. Mickey van de Ven, though, is close to a new deal with Spurs. The Netherlands international joined from Wolfsburg in 2023 on a 6-year deal, which runs until 2029. This new contract would be a 5-year deal. It's believed van de Ven was considering his future at the club before Roberto De Zerbi was appointed in March. The arrival of the Italian manager who helped keep Spurs in the Premier League has been crucial in the 25-year-old's decision to seek new terms. It's been reported Manchester City midfielder Rodri would prefer a move to Barcelona ahead of their rivals Real Madrid. The 30-year-old World Cup winner is entering the last year of his current deal at City. Now, it does look like Jeremy Doku has committed his future to City. It's believed he's signed a new contract until 2031. It hasn't been official yet, but Doku joined from Rennes for €60 million back in 2023. The Belgian played 48 times for City last season. He scored 8 goals and helped them win the FA Cup and Carabao Cup in Pep Guardiola's final season in charge. Mo Salah says joining new club Trabzonspor has been a unique feeling, even after everything he achieved at Liverpool. The Egyptians agreed a 2-year deal and has been mobbed since he arrived in Turkey earlier in the week. He's been blown away by the welcome.
The last couple of days, it's an experience I never had in my life. I just want to thank every one of you for being here today and yesterday. You showed me so much love. I never expect that reception. I'm here to win. I want to win something with this club.
2 weeks from today, the new Premier League season starts with newly promoted Coventry away to champions Arsenal. It's the hardest possible start for Frank Lampard's side after 25 years away. The former Chelsea man says he's looking forward to taking on Mikel Arteta's side.
It couldn't be a harder start in a sense to go there to their place, but at the same time you have to play Arsenal, you have to play Man City, we have to play everybody. So to go there in the beginning, it's a great challenge that comes early in the season. We know it'll be very difficult. It's not going to define our season.
Liverpool legend Ian Rush believes the club need to make some quick signings in the transfer window. He's echoing calls from new manager Andoni Iraola that the squad needs reinforcements. Rush says whatever happens over the next few weeks will determine the success of this season.
The stronger squad you've got, the better. You know, we've got people coming, a centre-back coming back from injury. If we get them fit, back fit earlier, you never know. So I think if we can get one or two players in, sooner the better, to tell you the truth.
Former FIFA Vice President Jim Boyce says the organisation needs to undertake some serious work to rebuild trust with football fans. President Gianni Infantino's abandoned plan to sell off a stake in the World Cup has left him fighting for his job. UEFA is still threatening to boycott competitions organised by FIFA. Boyce says he's not sure Infantino can come back for this.
FIFA are there to promote football. They're not there to promote egos or situations that have occurred in Qatar and recently with Donald Trump in America. Johnny has a lot of work to do to rebuild his reputation.
And Norway are calling on Gianni Infantino to resign following his attempt to sell off the stakes in the World Cup. The Norwegian Football Federation have gone further than those in England, Wales, Croatia and Albania. They've all withdrawn support without explicitly calling for him to quit. But Mexico and Argentina still back Infantino, who also has the support of the African Confederation. That's about all we have time for on today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. We'll be back with more next week.
This is a free Off the Ball podcast. For access to the best in sporting analysis from the likes of Brian O'Driscoll, Andy Dunn, Kevin Kilbane, Dion Fanning, Tommy Walsh, Darren O'Sullivan and lots more, become an Off the Ball member today.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.